We are on the Frish Beis Omer Aleph. Mesim Shimon Ches. The Lachos of Shabbos. Then a Meshud Meshus Lashus. Someone who passes from one domain to another domain. By Sif Echad in this one paragraph. Sif Aleph says in Mechaber. By Omer Meshus Ayachad. Someone standing in the private domain. And he stretches out his hand forward produce to the street with intent by mistake is later taken back to that courtyard. He's not stretched out to another courtyard. If he did it deliberately, it's forbidden to take him back even to that courtyard. Some say when we say this, if he stretched it out from before Shabbos, but if he stretched it out from when it's already dark, there's a lot of take his hand back. He might throw it out from his hand, and he's going to come to a chiv of chatas. So better take it back. When do we say this? If he stretched it out to the street, but if he stretched it out to the Carmelis, in all cases, he'll have to take it back. Says Mishbur Sivkat Nalef, this page, Reish Beis. So the Mechaber said like this, this is one paragraph, this whole simon. He said, if he's standing in Chatzir, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, and he has a hand forward produce, forward fruits, and he stretches out to the street. Sivkat Nalef, but take Hasar with intent Tvachim, because Lamal Masar, Rosh Hashanah, because if it's above 10 Tvachim, Rosh Hashanah, from a Kohen Ptur, it's an exempt place. So it's very easy for this halacha not to apply because 10 tefachim is not so high. A tall person stretches out his hand, it's already above 10 tefachim from the ground. That would be a makom tur. Kilelik, as I previously mentioned, to be based. And then the halacha would be very different. Even if he stretched out his hand deliberately, he would be allowed to take it back. Shasharatin Ais Aleph brings this from the Prima God. He says, in regarding putting it back into a different courtyard, that would be forbidden. Prima Godim writes to be lenient regarding a different courtyard. The Sharatin says you have to look into why, when you stretch out your hand, you hold the halacha is even above 10 tefachim on the same floor, hey, you're going to be chayiv, and meaning on the same side, and one opposite the other, it's part of a lasser. Says maybe his kavan is by throwing. From the words of Rashba, that he writes that the reason is so that his machshava should not be done. It's obvious it's usher in all situations. Hook upon him, but if you stretch out your hand to the street and it's above 10 tefachim, you can take it back. Here the whole halach is within 10 tefachim from the ground, sivkat and beis. So again, you stretch out your hand from your house to the street within 10 tefachim. So sivkat and beis. If it's b'shagi, if it's by mistake, then you're allowed to bring it back into the chatzah that you're standing. I've after Abedi Surah, even though he did a prohibition, he had picked it up in the Rosh Hashanah, so that you should take it out to the street. Even so, Rabban did not penalize him, given the B'shai Gigasa. Maisi did it by mistake, Sivkat and Gimel. So he allowed to take it back, Lohisachatzah, to the Chatzah that he's standing in. And the reason is, Kadesh Lohiskarim Makshavtah, that his thought should not be fulfilled. He thought he's going to clear it out from there. And he's going to put it out into the street, albeit by mistake. So we let him take it back into the chatzah that he's standing. Sivkat and Dalet. But it's forbidden to stretch it out, l'chatzah acheres, to a different courtyard. Even though he initially intended to take it out to the Rosh Hashanah, he's still not allowed to now turn it and put it into a different courtyard. Because at the minimum, this guy Machshavti, his thought process being fulfilled. He thought to clear it out from his courtyard. So Machashim concerned, maybe a different time, he will throw it out to the Rosh Hashanah if we let him put it to even a different chatzim. Yeshem, some say the Darvka Kishaisik, some say no. Only if initially he had a mind to clear it out to that other courtyard, Azas, then it's forbidden. This guy Machshavti Lagami, because now his thought has totally been fulfilled. If he had in mind to take it out to the street, and then although of course he's not allowed to do that, he's allowed to clear it out to a different courtyard. And this is all talking about when that courtyard, it wasn't b'shura achas, it wasn't in one row with this courtyard. Rather, it's one opposite the other. But if it was in one row, and the street goes also between the courtyards, Hello, yes, but is it there, right? So then there's a biblical prohibition, to stretch it from one to the other. Like you said at the end of the previous siman. So then there wouldn't be permitted, even according to this madam. So this is all if it was done b'shogi. If it was done b'mezid, if he went and he stretched out his hand to the street deliberately, also then it's forbidden to even bring it back to the kachatzud that he's standing in. Why? Because the rabbis penalized him from the abrei sur, because he did a prohibition, and he did it deliberately. He has to hold it in his hand, stretched out into the street, until it gets dark. Now, some say, says the Mechaber, that this all talking about Kishayitzim Yom, when he stretched out his hand before Rosh Shabbos. Then the rabbis penalized him, that he deliberately held out his hand and in the ear space of Rosh Hashanah until it got dark. But to be stretched out once at Shabbos, then it's committed lafzira to bring it back, which already means to say lo yisachatzu to the chatzu that he's standing in, because he might drop it, and then he's going to come to sivkan ches chiv chatzis. Hi, listener. This wording says the mishmur lavadavka is not precise. Dabe mezim, we're talking about when he did it deliberately. There's no chatzis when he did it deliberately. It's what it means to say is shemi yishkach. He might forget. The yashkach miyada, and he might drop it out of his hand. And he's going to come to a malacha that would have a chiv chatzis for someone who does it when they do it by mistake, which the Shaar HaTzion Zion says of here. There's no chiyuv chatzis, because it has to be that the beginning and the end has to be by mistake. Here he did the beginning deliberately, says the Magen Avraham. But I'm saying he's even more chomer than that. Says Meshavur, Mashayiki, Kishayitziyim, Mivayyim. But if he took it out from before Shabbos, I feel like Yashal Lechul Mesev, even if at the end he drops it, Le'irek Yisur Ba'am, it's just going to be a prohibition. To Lo Osai Kir B'Shabbos, he didn't do that Kir on Shabbos, he's only going to be doing the Hanach. But I'm Be'al Yirab, look at El Yirab, Shemitzad, Le'hokal, he's inclined to be leaning Ka Yesh Oymim, like this Yesh Oymim. That's only problematic if he took it out from before Shabbos. The Shaar HaTzion Ches says that's how Zohar Chayot. And he concludes that if it's Samach Lechashicha Matzah Shabbos B'mezid, then we penalize him, because then he could hold on to it. Sivkat and Tess Abul Karmel. This is all to Rosh Hashanah. Karmel is Shein Olchus Rabban. It's already been prohibited. I feel Ma'ayim Ashlochay Shabbos Hashem Lehedya. Even if we throw it deliberately, La'asru, they didn't make it forbidden. Have a king Gzer Gzer to be like a Gzer Gzer. Sivkat Yud. Then the whole gavni perish bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, whether by mistake or deliberately, you're allowed to take it back. But after loy sechatz, specifically that chatz mitlavs, but loy lechatz acheres, but not to any other chatz.
As Gittintim Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vagrobi biyuramasik." The Vilna Gaon in his commentary, he comes out, "The issur b'karmel is kamei b'shazram." It's forbidden in the karmel is just like in shazram. My father chavatz mezavus lezavus. If someone's clearing out objects from one corner to another corner, but nimla chalim etzin, and he in middle in mid. Moving, he changes his mind and he takes it out. Pata mechatas is exempt from mechatas. Shlohoi sakira mishor rishon lekar, because when he picked it up, the first moment was not for this purpose. Nimzi comes out, the lo asal anacha comes out, he's only doing a placing down. But let's be rakis rab alma, and all you have is just a prohibition. Haykana biyadeh, if someone had a reed in his hand, big katzach, he lifted up one end. Bukatzah sheni munich baritz, and the other end is laying on the ground. Bukhazavik biya katzah sheni, then he subsequently lifted up the second side. I felt the call yamakuli, even if he does this all day and he keeps on moving it, potter is exempt, but the Shaar HaTzion Lezion says yes, but it's rabbinically forbidden. Kimishal akko kalakana maritz, he never had at one point lifted up the whole reed from the ground. And Mashach HaChefetz, and if someone pulls an object, and he drags it on the ground, from the beginning of Dalamas to the end of Dalamas, then he's liable. Shamagalko, because rolling, Iker, who is picking it up, says the Gemara, therefore one would be Chayiv for carrying Dalamas, which was around. Be'alacha, and the Maskel Betecha Sara. So he said in Mechab that someone standing with Shus Yavad, he stretched out his hand full with produce to Rosh Hashanah, Betecha Sara within 10 Fachim. So he said, look at Mishpur Sivkat and Alpha regarding Lamal Masor, because that's already Makam Tur. So in Taisha Shabbos of Gimel and Beis, the Ramas Likan, they write that even like a Tchila, a person is allowed to carry out above 10 Tvachim. But the Rashi and his Chedushim rejects their words, comes out like a Tchila, it's forbidden, because you might come to carry it out beneath 10 Tvachim. And that's how he writes in the name of his Rebbe, that's forbidden, and that's how the Meir writes, and like a Pim Gunda is inclined also, that's in the name of Rashi to be stringent regarding this. And says a Pella that he doesn't bring the words of the Rashi. The Be'aloch and the Bimaskh Lashita Lachot Sacheris. So it's you're allowed to take it back to that chatzer if you took it out, but you can't take it out to a different chatzer. And even if that chatzar is his, or that they have an erev together, say the achrayim. Look at the achrayim, slav davka shut up, passing it, stretching out, that you have sometimes the issa deraisa, for example, on the same floor, on the same row, but the same thing would be by zrika, would also be forbidden. The Ramaskh B'yesh Imrim, some say that the Hanavila, when was it said, only Kishatzim B'yayim, if he stretched out from before Shabbos, but if he stretched out from Shabbos, then you're allowed to bring it back, because you might let go, and then you might come to Chiv Chatzis. So, the first opinion is the opinion of Rashi. And basically, it brings the name of the Ram, that the opinion of the Rif is also like Rashi, and Mela, the words of the Rambam, that he says some like his words, are also like the words of the Rif. And so Mela, it's going to be explained also like the words of the Rif and Rashi. Not like the Rash, that's inclined to say that the Rif would hold like the Sheet Satesis. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, he says some like the first halacha bistama, like that's the anonymous opinion. Now, truth, it's obvious also in the Chiddush HaRashba that he explains the Sheet Rambam the way the Beseisim understood. And that's also the opinion of Meiri, like the first opinion. However, the opinion of the Yeshayimim is also opinion of many Rishayim, like the way the Eli Rabbi writes. So you have to look into the first opinion. If you took it out from before Shabbos, b'mezid, do we penalize him not to take it back? Chayra, it's logical to say that according to them, also according to the Maskanis, they don't penalize only if you carried it out deliberately when it was already Shabbos. You did an Isser in the beginning of your action. The way the sugya there is mechalik there in the beginning between if it was before Shabbos or after Shabbos started. Rabbi Nirani writes according to Rashi, which is the first opinion, that there's no difference between from before Shabbos or when it was already Shabbos, and that's obvious from the Abayt Zakat Shabbat Rashi, but according to Shita's Rashi, and that sounds a little bit from the Vilna Gaon. The reason why it would seem is that they hold that beginning of sugya is talking about only regarding Shaggy, but Bemezid, even from before Shabbos, it would be forbidden. Meiri says they found that his opinion is like the way we wrote, and his words are like this. If you took it out from before Shabbos, even Bemezid, you let it bring it back to him, and there's no mazid from before Shabbat that's chamer than doing by mistake on Shabbos. That's his words. What he means to say is, since according to Maskana, the Gemara is lenient by Shogig even when it was already Shabbos, so it's appropriate to be lenient from before Shabbos, even if one does it to mazid. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one. He said that if it was a bidyut achas in one row, and the Shosham goes between most of the chatseris, so that would be esedairaisa. To stretch out from one to the other, even though it's above 10 tefachim. Now, if the Rishus Rambam does not extend between the courtyards, rather it passes in front of the chatzeres, they have an Oizer writes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav that even if he takes out his hand from his chatzer that's above Rishus Rambam that's in front of him, and he stretches it out to this one that stands on the chatzer that's on his side along the length of the Rishus Rambam, he's not chayev. And he proved this from the words of Tzeis Shabbos of Dal and Alv. The maskil umay. Chaznish adds on that it's possible that even in a way that the shosram goes between the chatzeres, you're not chayev only when you stretch out through the shosram that's between them, and not when you stretch out through the shosram that's in front of them. However, he wonders how is it possible that the place between the chatzeres would be shosrabim, but it should be like a keren zavas hasmuch l'shosram that's put in sin and shemim hey that the halach is like a karmelis. However, elsewhere, he writes in one of his answers that if it's convenient for the people in Shusram to utilize this corner, it is secondary to Shusram, and it would have the halacha of Shusram. Dish number two, the halacha said, look at Pima Godin, that he's inclined also in the name of Rashi to be stringent regarding this. According to this, a person that has in his hand the object is not allowed to carry out his hand from the porch or from the window that's open above the Shusram. Now, even though it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Sim Shem above that you're allowed to carry out from Rishus Yachad to Makom Tur, and above 10 Tefachim as Makom Tur, however, in such a situation, there's carrying out above 10 Tefachim a concern that maybe he might come to carry out his hand beneath 10 Tefachim. Another reason why it's forbidden to carry out prayers in his hand above 10 Tefachim, the Rashba writes that's brought in the Be'alacha, that the concern, they might forget and throw it, comes out that he put it down in Rishus Rab. Now, L'chair, there's a difference between the two reasons. In a way that he takes out his hand and he catches rainwater in Shus Ram above 10 Tefachim, is it permitted for him to bring them in to a Shus HaYachad? According to the second reason that's brought in the Rashba, it's permitted. Because over here, even if he would throw it, he wouldn't be over an Isser, even according to the reason that's brought in the Bihalacha, because we're concerned that, whereas according to the reason that's brought in the Halacha, in the Bihalacha, that we're concerned that he might come to carry out beneath 10 Tefachim, also in such a situation, you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to come to take from a place that's beneath 10 Tefachim that rainwater and bring him to a Shus HaYachad, so it would be forbidden. Now, if he carries out his hand beneath 10 tefachim, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, it's forbidden for him to take it back, even by lifting it up and bringing it in when it would be above 10 tefachim.